Box to Box Media Network.
It is once again a new Pratal Panel Day bersama Mindan.
Dan Hi Chris.
And
Mindu.
Happy Star Wars Day, guys.
Yay. Selamat piu piu.
Selamat piu piu.
Kayak
momentumnya pas banget karena I think it's been a very Star Wars couple of days. At the time of this recording, kita baru saja selesai melakukan sesuatu yang kita bakal reveal ini nanti, later in this episode. Karena kita pengen bahas sesuatu yang I think is very near and dear to our hearts. A run that has sadly ended, but ended happily. Yaitu The Bad Batch. 3 tahun. Okay. Gue gak nyadar sama sekali udah 3 tahun.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. It's harsh, you know. There was a war, and I am truly now among the stars.
Wow. Wow. The Bad Batch ini, yeah, I mean, kita tahu lah, we are all very normal for Star Wars, especially very normal about Bad Batch.
Sure.
Dan kalau kita flashback, I think around this time, tahun lalu, kita juga bahas season 2, kan? Season 2 barengan sama Celebration waktu itu. And I think it was like an American Chinatown in the 1850s, because it was a copium den.
Bagus, Dan. Itu bagus banget. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow. Thank you for that. Another banger. Another banger from Mindan of Comrick Mania.
Tapi ya, setelah series selesai, bad batch for you. In one word. What is it, Bang?
Wow, you have to shoot me first, huh?
Yeah.
I see how it is.
Just good, like Han, I shot first.
Good soldiers follow order. That's great.
Tunggu dulu. We have a new challenger appears. Hello, Raditya Ghaffari.
Wow, ada Radot. Aduh.
Gila, Radit suaranya gini, droid.
Hello.
Halo.
Hey.
Wow, there he is.
Asik.
Halo.
Nah, pas ke gue baru ngomong The Bad Batch in one word. Gue nanya kalian dulu.
If I have to say one word, I think I'll go with personal.
Yeah. Gila,
belum apa udah.
God damn, that's deep.
Gas. Nice. Explain.
Thank you.
Explain.
Okay, gue dari awal Bad Batch kita nonton, kayak I've always kayak yang ada dalam hati gue, in my heart of hearts, I knew that it was kayak it was not gonna last forever, because neither did Clone Wars. Clone Wars nggak tujuh season, but it struggled, you know.
Yeah, sempat hiatus lama kan sebelum di pick up kayak for the final few seasons.
Kayak it's insane, dan kayak Bad Batch tuh kayak gue berharap ya at least 4 atau 5 season lah, but we got 3 and it was good. Tapi kayak somewhere back then gue selalu kepikir kayak endingnya Bad Batch nih bakal kayak grandeur banget, ini bakalan kayak full on battle, because these are like the spec ops of Star Wars, right? Kayak Clone Force 99 is like they're the badasses.
The Bad Batch, like, if you will.
The ending threw me for a loop, and for the better, because like endingnya tuh sama sekali nggak grand. Well, kayak it was grand for them, but because kayak scope-nya kecil banget. They weren't trying to save the world. They were only trying to save themselves and what they love. Okay, they were only trying to save themselves and what they love, and it felt very personal. And yeah, I cannot not invest in that. It felt very personal for them and for me, and I love it.
Yeah.
Itu sih dari gue.
I think one word. Taking a page from Vin Diesel, family.
Damn.
Kayak it's just ya yeah, obviously kayak kalian sudah my love for ragtag groups with like strange and questionable dynamics is very well known. Dan itu kayak mereka mungkin awalnya ya okay, they were a unit at the start of series kan. Tapi kayak abis mereka taking in Omega dan going through all these hijinks, 3 years worth of hijinks, dikejar-kejar Empire, betrayals, redemptions, tapi kayak makin berasa ya, ya ini bukan udah jadi unit lagi, this is a family. This is a family unit.
Sometimes a family is just like four abnormal brothers
And their mom.
and one clone kid who is technically older than them.
I hate
Technically,
that so much.
Ingat,
I don't like that.
Omega itu kan template-nya kan, kopian template. Technically dia their mother. She's their mother.
I don't like that.
Ya, yeah, pasti saya dari sister karena kebiasa gets weird. Tapi ya,
clones are so weird.
Clones are weird. I wish clones are real. Oh, they are.
They are.
What do you mean they're real?
They cloned a sheep.
Yeah, well,
decades ago.
The sheep died. I mean, but it was still a clone.
It cloned as a clone.
Technically, we have naturally occurring clones sih. Kodok kan bisa nganuin
oh,
diri
yeah.
Sih. Anyway.
Anyway, okay, that's me. Lu apa, Chris?
Wow.
What about
Fading
you?
It all into one word is so difficult. Gue legit udah mikir kayak sejak lo ngedrop promptnya sampai sekarang gue kayak masih belum kepikir gitu. And honestly, the only word I can think of is damn.
Iya, yeah, bener, ada benernya sih. Ini kayak tidak salah, karena
Gila.
Apalagi kayak leading up to the finale itu damn, but explain.
Damn. Actually, like Bad Batch, menurut gue tuh kayak series yang bener-bener kayak nyemplungin gue ke Star Wars. Surprisingly, kayak gue udah nonton beberapa Star Wars sebelum itu,
Beberapa
but
Star Wars.
Yeah, I've watched a few Star Wars in my life.
I you know, I've watched Star Wars. I've watched Star Wars, you know.
I've watched the Star War and continued to the other Star Wars.
There's multiple Star Wars?
Terus,
the war is never ending, man.
Terus,
it's game over, man. Game over.
Oke.
Okay. Terus sebelum Bad Batch itu gue belum nganggep diri gue itu fan Star Wars gitu. Tapi setelah Bad Batch gue langsung I was not normal. I was now what am I talking about? I am normal.
I'm the normal most normal person on earth about Star Wars.
I know, right? Terus somehow kayak Bad Batch tuh kayak bisa bikin gue attach banget sama semua karakternya kecuali that one fucking bitch yang Narc.
Okay. I will say, don't even mention her name in the same breath
yeah.
as that match. Let's not.
I didn't.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let's not. Okay.
Terus, apa namanya? I got so attached to the characters dan kayak cerita-cerita mereka yang duot. And then it just leaves me like the ending actually leaves me with one word and that is damn.
Damn.
Kayak interpretasinya terserah bagaimana pokoknya damn.
Oh ya, yeah, Hotas Crosshair apa kabar?
Aduh. Kayaknya udah diambil sama itu deh, apa? Bajak laut Somalia, yeah. Ya udahlah ya.
Well, okay, it's their style. He's the captain now.
He's the captain. Aduh.
The Bad Batch in one word.
And okay, The Bad Batch in one word. For me, the word is important.
Woo.
Woo.
Big. Jelaskan.
It's important because we've been having Star Wars for countless generations sekarang ya. Dan idea dari Star Wars itu kan memang selalu dijagokannya adalah the Jedi, right?
Iya, exactly. Okay.
The Sith, Force, lightsabers, segala macam. tapi kadang suka yang dilupakan
itu adalah
the regular people. The people yang gak punya kemampuan sihir. Kan itu yang bikin Star Wars kan.
Benar.
Nah, Clone Troopers itu adalah salah satu embodiment orang-orang suka bilang sebagai canon fodder. Until the animated series yang movie ya. Yang Star Wars Clone Wars yang movie ya. The Clone Wars yang movie. Terus baru jadi yang 3D animation series. Itu baru orang disadarkan betapa clones tuh punya hidup sebenarnya. Dan gua suka Star Wars tuh sebenarnya dari awal tuh justru malah dari sisi Clone Troopers, Galactic Republic macam. They're so fucking dope. Mereka keren banget armornya segala. Ini apa ya ibaratnya kayak Stormtrooper itu jadi bitches banget dulu. Stormtrooper
man. Downgrade gue bilang juga.
Iya kayak bitches banget. Nah makanya gue tuh suka banget di sini dan Bad Batch itu gue pertama banget tahu Bad Batch itu gara-gara waktu Clone Wars sempat di stop productionnya, terus di YouTube ada yang leak animatiknya episode yang Anakin sama Rex ketemu sama Bad Batch.
Oh my god, that one.
Itu kayaknya kalau di YouTube kayaknya sekarang masih ada. Cuman pas zamannya itu benar-benar kayak SCP file banget gitu loh.
Lost media.
Kayak lost media gitu, kayak lu masih kayak harus specific keywords, tapi sekarang kayaknya udah surging banget. Dan itu tuh gue langsung kayak wah anjir, we could have had this, kita bisa punya ini nih, cuman sayang di stop kan, ya udahlah lupakan aja. Tiba-tiba Clone Wars lanjut lagi kan, and people really loving the Bad Batch, they became the their own series, and it realizes to me kalau they're very important di sini. Karena dari perjalanan mereka aja yang awalnya cuma sebuah tropes clone trooper yang banyak millions of cannon fodders itu ternyata memegang satu peranan krusial penting lagi. jalan cerita cannonnya Star Wars di sini. Dan gua sih nggak sama sekali no regret ya nonton ini ya. Dari awal sampai habis season 1 sampai kemarin series finale itu gue sih standing ovation sih buat Bad Batch.
Botak.
Tapi perlu ada beberapa hot take, tapi nanti aja.
Oke, okay, nice. Bener sih, kayak standing ovation tuh kayak bener gue begitu kelar tuh langsung kayak that feel of news. Kayak it sets in kayak we've been following these clones for like 3 years.
And 3 years is not long to be honest buat kita se-attach ini sama satu series.
But we have memories of goldfish, so.
Damn. True.
Nggak, maksudnya kayak, nggak tahu ya, sekarang tuh kan, berapa sih sarannya kan, paling kayak 4-5 tahun at most, ini kayak 3 tuh dulu panjang. Karena kayak ngeliat series kadang-kadang ya, it stops like season 2, season 1, kayak bahkan kayak nggak ada jalan season 2. Nah, kayak, buat for Bad Batch buat dia nyampe season 3 dan to end its story on its own terms itu paling penting sih.
Iya, benar-benar.
Itu yang paling penting. Its own terms benar-benar kayak ngasih epilog yang benar-benar okay, this chapter of their story is now over. Itu benar-benar nyes banget dan kayak gue bakal langsung full blast, balls out, full spoiler karena gue nggak bisa contain ini. Kayak begitu epilognya keluar nih, epilognya kayak flash forward berapa tahun kemudian, kayak Omega udah gede.
Wah, gue nangis.
Hunter udah jadi kakek-kakek. Ini tuh udah bongkok, man.
We love you, John Rambo.
Ini tuh kayak lu ngeliat tuh kayak liat Rambo zaman yang sama Taliban, sama sekali kayak Rambo like join that movie kayak Last Blood.
John Rambo Star Wars?
Rambo Star Wars.
Rambo Star Wars.
Rambo Star Wars. Nggak, tadi gini loh. Lihat Hunter tuh ya. He's John Rambo. Karena jadi kayak Which one is it? Either Cheech or Chonggong atau yang mana? But mirip.
To be bandananya honest. Cuy, bandananya juga
Iya.
dia pakai plate kan,
Jadi
kayak
kayak
bikin
hippie.
handmade gitu.
Jadi kayak, you know the man smokes.
Yeah,
Iya.
You know
Iya.
what?
You know when a man smokes. Iya. Yeah.
Dia, gue tuh, to be honest, pas gue nonton itu kan gue nangis. Tapi gue kayak ada, there's two things going on in my brain.
Ya itu.
Yang satu gue nangis, yang kedua, oh my god, mereka selama ini di pabu, terus si Rex terdampar, dia tahu di mana.
Oh iya, sama Gregor sama Wolf ya.
Gue mati banget.
This is about them. Kayak, mereka udah kayak, look, kayak Wrecker, Crosshairs, and fucking Hunter has been through shit. Kayak, let them rest.
Ya.
Yeah. Biar mereka libur dulu.
You know what? Yeah, but so has Rex, you know. Terus dia masih terdampar.
This isn't about them. Listen, that one. This isn't about them.
Tiap gue keinget Rex di Rebels tuh gue keinget kayak Big E-nya WWE yang waktu dia kayak big man slapping meat. Kayak it's just like those dudes out there in the deserts with each other slapping meat.
They were roommates.
Tata aja si Wolf tuh gila kan, agak sedang.
Yeah. Aduh. That's what Tatooine. That's desert, that's a motherfucker.
Iya, yeah. Even Tatooine.
Iya yeah, kan, emang efek gurunnya sih.
Some desert out there ada Rex terus kayak Hunter dan kawan-kawan nyantai minum minum dari kelapa gitu kan.
Iya. Itu kayak, ah, bagaimana gue ngeliat tuh kayak, ah, chapternya selesai dan gue suka di mana kayak, it's like a very cliche tapi kayak the Avengers continue gitu lah. Maksudnya kayak, ini passing the torch ya, I mean. Most of this is carried by the Bad Batch gitu kan. Omega is like the Tag Along Kid yang kemudian dia kayak lu tau gak sih kayak the kayak side karakter bocah yang tiba-tiba kayak masuk jadi main cast gitu. Dan again, I think ya salah satu kid karakter terbaik kayak in any piece of media.
I think Omega grew up so much in the series. Kayak lu kalau bandingin Omega yang dari episode pertama sama Omega yang sebelum dia udah gede, yang sebelum kayak yang di episode terakhir tuh
sebelum
gue
kayaknya itu gak sih efek yang bikin kita benar-benar kayak we saw her grow up.
Yeah,
dulu tuh
it's the exact feeling like kayak pas kita nontonin Ahsoka gak sih waktu di Clone Wars.
Iya.
Yeah.
Kayaknya emang secret sauce itu sebenarnya
sih.
Gue sepanjang gue nonton Bad Batch nggak ada satu momen di mana gue ngerasa ih sama Omega, nggak ada gue kesal sama
that's
sekali.
That's coming from you.
Yeah,
your track record your hating kid karakter kan jauh kan
oh my
tinggi
god
banget.
Okay, me kids I'll punch them. You don't need to give me money, I'll punch them.
Okay,
but
I'm,
like,
I'm clipping
oh,
this.
Ada deh satu momen di mana gue kayak kesal banget sama Omega. Kayak it was that episode where kayak she was willing to do the race for Sid.
Oh ya, yeah. Gue inget, lu marah-marah. Gue inget lu marah-marah.
Yang ngapain lu bantuin Sid? Bete banget.
Tapi itu kayak karena nyambung ke Sid jadi ya.
And then Sid fucking grass.
Yeah. Lu tuh yang ngomong sendiri don't mention that name, tapi lu ya yeah. Sendiri yang mention that name.
Consequence of your actions.
I can't, man. The rage.
Ya, yeah, tapi
if I don't shame her once in this podcast, I think I'll die. Gak.
Ini kayak gue buka Sid jar nih. Anyway, ya. Yeah. Dia kayak ngeliat kayak dia tuh bener-bener ya, tubuh besar kayak as we see her kayak in the 3 years kan begitu lihat dia kayak ya basically torch passing gitu loh kayak dia the torch of quote unquote rebellion kayak the figurative rebellion dipindah dari from her brothers ke dia yang megang sekarang dan itu kayak
Omega's goodbye felt like the show saying goodbye to us as well,
yeah.
And I cried.
Oh my god, you're so
kayak,
right.
Soalnya kayak begitu Omega bener-bener kayak dialog yang beneran bikin gue pause sampai 5 menit gara-gara gue harus kayak berhenti. Gue harus berhenti itu lama banget. Was like when Omega kayak I'm not a kid anymore And Hunter was like, yeah, but you're our kid. I'm
Oh
like,
my, oh my god, gila.
Gue beneran aku nangis.
My PMSS.
Yeah. PMS.
PMS just died.
Itu pas di dialog itu tuh, gue saking sedihnya, gue gigit bantal masih nyeplak loh bekas gigitan gue.
Udah dua hari. Wow.
Selama dua hari terakhir emang gak dilepas sama Radit, soalnya baru dilepas sekarang.
Ini tuh kayak gue juga, jadi emang ini hal gue Twitter lagi, gue lagi agak brengsek. Like for this past week, TL komrek gue tuh isinya kalau nggak kucing, Bad Batch. Nah kayak begitu, untung banget gue nggak buka Twitter kayak dari episodenya muncul sampai gue sedang tahu, guys.
Oh my god.
Nggak boleh. Gue pas
speaking
buka
of kucing and Bad Batch, jangan lupa beli
Gue di CF Cat Batch.
TG-nya bagus. Buatnya di mana?
Di B32 sampai 33 Confetti Collective. Kalau kalau beli satu paket dapat Rex sama Omega.
Beli, guys.
Ayo beli satu pak biar sekeluarga ngumpul.
Iya, biar nggak dipisah-pisah lagi, biar guys. Mau. Jangan, nggak boleh.
Ya, itu yang tag-nya dijaga, jangan sampai jatuh ya. This is how I cope. Okay. But anyway, good segue. I love that. Chris.
Yes.
What about the initial reaction setelah nonton?
Oh yeah, my PMS ass.
PMS.
My PMS just kind of like cried. Gue nangis dua kali actually. Gue nangis pas Crosshair bilang 99999 died along with tech. Gue gila, gue broken banget. And then pas gue nangis pas terakhir ya, pas di si apa epilog, pas Omega udah gede, itu kayak lebih nangis bangga gitu sih.
Iya kan,
kayak
nangis itu nangisnya bervarian-varian.
Oh my god, kayak
itu sih yang sebenarnya kayak gue nggak pernah ngerasain sebelumnya. I feel like Bad Batch bener-bener series pertama yang bikin gue ngerasa hal itu adalah kayak that thing being abis gue nonton series ini, yang gue rasain tuh sedih sama bangga. Like kayak how am I feeling proud? Kayak the fact that this kid is a fictional kid, she doesn't exist. Yet I felt like, oh, this kid, I'm so proud of her right now. It's insane, man. It's insane.
Kayak, gue selalu ngebandingin endingnya sama ending Clone Wars yang season 7, which devastated me equally, but in different ways. Dan gue selalu ngebandingin Ahsoka sama Omega. Soalnya di terakhir Clone Wars itu Ahsoka juga udah gede gitu, udah jadi dewasa. Cuman, and she's off to do like great things, tapi kayak there's a sense of like hopelessness gitu, tau gak sih, yang kayak oh my god, dia dipaksa harus kayak do whatever she does gitu. Tapi kalau misalnya oh my god, yeah, she grew up and she's off to do great things as well, but tapi karena dia niat dan karena dia kayak mungkin dia di kayak dapat inspirasi dari kakak-kakaknya, gue kayak oh my god.
Ahsoka tuh diajarin
lebih muda.
Aduh.
Itu Ahsoka tuh ini tahu didikannya Anakin memang monyet gitu.
Iya, makanya kayak they're menurut gue they're like two sides of the same coin gitu.
Kasian Ahsoka, gue.
Iya, yeah, Ahsoka kasian, tapi Omega I'm so proud of her.
Iya. Yeah.
Kayak
green flag,
it's her choice to like kayak join stuff. You know what? Let's boil this down to like she has a choice now because yes. her brothers has given her that choice, and that's what makes me happy.
Yes.
So okay. Yeah, like from the Ahsoka series juga kan kayak waktu flashback Anakin kayak he told Ahsoka kayak you have to fight now. Sementara kayak Omega kalau di Bad Batch tuh kayak we have to fight now. It's always we, not yeah. you. And like, okay, that built a sense of camaraderie that Omega will never like get rid, okay, get away from her. Okay, she cares and she wants to do this.
Yeah. Jadi kayak dia tuh punya pilihan untuk nyantai dulu nggak sih di Pabu?
No, she could just live the good life in Pabu like forever. Yeah.
But because she's Omega and because dia kayak dapat contoh baik di hidupnya yaitu the rest of the squad, dia jadi melakukan hal-hal yang baik.
Jadi this further proves the theory that kayak if you want someone to be happy in Star Wars, do not let them meet the Skywalkers.
Bener.
Oh my god, you're so right.
tapi ini ya, okay, consider this. Okay, Omega is out there kayak fighting for a rebellion kan.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere in the galaxy, her twin is on the opposite side.
Yeah, fucking that's so weird. I love that. So, gue pengen mereka ketemu.
Oh, kayak Bad Batch tuh sengsara semenjak mereka ketemu Anakin kan. 3 season mereka sengsara gara-gara Anakin.
So...
kayak Rex tuh kayak bertahun-tahun kerja sama Anakin, makanya sekarang dia kayak nggak bisa tenang, dia harus kayak pasir. Terus kayak dia tahu Anakin nggak akan pergi ke pasir, jadi dia di
sini.
Wow, we're so smart guys.
We're so smart.
Loading, okay.
We're the real Star Wars fans.
Gila.
Kayak begitu lo kelar nonton kayak abis gigit bantal kayak coba jelasin kayak what's your take setelah nonton.
Buat gua, man, sebenarnya gua tuh nonton kan sendiri, terus gua kayak setiap kali ada scene yang gua mau mewek tuh gua cuman kayak uwe gitu dong kecil, tapi mata gua udah banjir. Jadi sebenarnya buat gua ini adalah ending yang gua harapkan. Ending yang benar-benar kayak ya oke cukup sampai di sini, gue puas dengan Bad Batch diselesaikan dengan sangat baik. Gue nggak ada yang ngegantung lagi, udah nggak ada yang kayak bitter sayonara tuh yang kayak endingnya Clone Wars coy.
Wow.
Bitter sayonara banget.
Duh, sakit banget
cuma. Sakit banget itu, pahit banget di situ. Cuman di sini bisa diselesaikan dengan sangat-sangat indah buat gue sih, dengan sangat-sangat cantik di sini. Gue seneng banget karena showrunnernya itu bisa ngebawa kita penonton tuh sebagai part of the crew, part of the Bad Batch, dan kita tuh diposisikan sebagai brothers-brothersnya siapa Omega juga. Jadi nggak heran kalau pas dia udah gede kita semua kayak we're so proud of her itu loh.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Kita tuh karena apa ya, kalau gue personally karena gue kan ngikutin dari Clone Wars kan, jadi gue tahu betapa struggle-nya seorang clone di film gimana. dan okay. Bener tadi kata Crystal, kenapa mereka ini mindsetnya Omega ini kayak we have to do this together, karena kan brothers don't leave each other behind kan kalau di Galactic Republic kan. Jadi ya memang asas kekeluargaan aja coy.
Keluarga.
bener-bener itu wah, lu bayangin kartu keluarganya sepanjang apa.
Itu bukan kartu, itu arsip keluarga ke satu gedung sendiri. Itu kayak lu punya satu kantor dukcapil buat itu, buat mereka doang.
Itu jutaan orang, itu jutaan pelurus itu di situ semua tuh satu kartu keluarga tuh.
Jadi ya lebih halal keluarga Fett.
Kalau dia lagi, oh my god, itu satu planet kali yang datang. Ini sih gue all in all gue seneng Bad Batch karena ini memberikan kebersamaan yang nggak pernah gue dapat di di Star Wars sih.
Yeah, I see it.
Well said.
Okay, lu gimana bang?
Gue justru bener-bener kebalikannya Radit. Gue sama sekali nggak tahu apa yang gue expect untuk endingnya. Makanya dari kayak begitu penultimate episode-nya, gue langsung bilang ke Crystal, enggak, ini episode terakhir pasti 22 jam panjangnya. Because
Itu kayak that's a whole season plus.
Yeah, there is no way they're going to like wrap it all up in like 22 minutes like usual. Terus begitu gue lihat 48. Well, that's still kayak menurut gue kayak agak-agak gimana ya? 48 is it gonna be enough? And like
yeah.
Kayak, slap my ass and call me silly. That was more than enough. That begitu bener-bener dari awal sampai akhir gue nontonin itu, I've never felt gimana ya kayak tangan gue berdarah sebenarnya gara-gara gue kayak gue ngegrip kursi gue saking kencengnya terus kayak kebeset. Gue kayak oh yeah, this is insane. But, there were many moments where I like kayak bener harus pause dulu buat nangis. Gue kayak episode-nya tuh kayak 48 menit, tapi gue baru kelar tuh kayak sejam, karena ada kayak gue harus pause dulu, terus gue harus ngeraung-ngeraung bentar. Epilognya gue bener-bener kayak tahan diri sampai terakhir, baru gue tonton banget. But yeah, there were so many moments in that episode alone, yang tiap gue lihat tuh gue kayak, oh, kayak this is why I love Star Wars, this is why I love them specifically the Bad Batch. And man, I don't know, kayak even the small moments, everything was so well written. Di mana yang kayak one of the moments that really stuck out to me ya, waktu Echo sama Omega freed all the clones and captives. Terus kayak Echo bilang kayak, okay, lo semua bebas mau ngapain aja. You guys can do whatever you want, but just know that I cannot do this alone. I'm gonna need as much help as I can get. And like, man, clone camaraderie, it's something else. The moment one of the inmates go, I still have one good fight left in me. Terus kayak count me in. Gue beneran pause, gue nangis lama banget di situ.
Kayak di Bradley Loku. Baker setting recording room on fire.
Yeah. Loku is full on sobbing right now.
Oh man.
Oke, gue mau muter sedikit rundown kita, karena gue pengen masuk kayak to the moments. Kayak gue pengen moments kayak I think satu aja, tapi kayak gue kasih lo free reign for the whole season. Tapi kayak I think one moment kayak benar-benar kayak that really sticks adalah well the finale. Crosshair got Anakin.
Crosshair got Skywalker. Oh my god, yes. It's not Star Wars till someone's hand gets chopped off.
Men, gue kira Echo udah cukup, anjir. Asal Echo is enough, man.
Gini loh, kayak if you want to have like a good redemption arc, tangan lo harus hilang.
Kayak Echo was Echo lagi, kayak Crosshair was probably talking to the universe when someone asked him, what are you willing to give, kayak in order for you to be happy? Terus kayak an arm and a leg. What if we take one thing only and you'll be okay? You'll be set for life, huh?
Ada yang bilang, ada yang ngepost. Jadi dia nanya kayak gimana finalenya, terus temennya jawab, ya yeah, they found out how to stop Crosshair's hand tremors.
Wow, that is cool. Okay, I feel so bad for laughing, but it's so funny. Bener
obat sih. obat ini ngilangin tremor ya, bener ya, harus hilang tangannya. Iya.
Tremornya hilang, tangan juga hilang.
Tapi emang beneran poetik banget sih, kayak he put so much of his worth into being a good shot,
yeah.
Into like kayak fixating on that one hand that kept shaking, yeah. And when the moment comes for him to take the crucial shot,
itu
he made it.
That's the moment. That's the one moment. Kayak dia kayak pakai bahunya Hunter kayak buat nge-brace rifle.
Oh iya.
Kesirin kayak I think badai-badai paling at odds ketika Crosshair defect ke Empire tuh ya Hunter, kayak I mean as the leader gitu, kayak bangsat tuh gitu kan. Kayak the fact dia yang ngebantu gitu di akhir, in the end, like to finish the fight tuh kayak poetic. It's like poetry it rhymes.
Oh man.
Gila. Itu bener sih, that's my one moment.
Gue bersyukur banget Hunter nggak kena migrain aja. Gue bayangin itu si Crosshair tangannya tremor, chop the hand off. Hunter migrain.
Eh, oh, no. Jangan gitu, oh, no. Dong.
Oh no.
Gak boleh gitu.
Yang sempat migrainnya lama kan Wrecker waktu itu, season 2.
No.
Vertigo.
Vertigo. Oke, okay, tapi gue bakal oper stick-nya ke Radit. What's your favorite moment in whole, kita ambil whole season aja.
Whole season.
Tunggu, whole season tuh whole season 3 apa
season
whole
3,
season
season
1 2 3? Oke. Okay.
Itu whole series. We've been there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, sorry, what was the question again?
Favorite moment this entire season.
Siapa mulai? Who
Radit, kayak gue ada stick-nya udah gue kasih lu.
Oh, oke. Tadi tiba-tiba gone sinyal. Oke,
okay, lu lagi on the go ya.
Iya. Yeah, my most favorite moment in season 3. Aduh, banyak coy. Apa ya?
Satu. You can only choose one.
Yang benar-benar oh, ini sih. Pas apa namanya? Ini pas terakhir, scene terakhir. Pas Hemlock udah lagi nyandra Omega terus todong-todongan di tengah-tengah mereka berdua ada Scorch. Our beloved clone commando from Star Wars Galactic Republic commando. Bro, dead, man. Bro,
dead. Okay, gue nonton satu episode kayak withholding my emotional support Scorch action figure.
Tal anjir, dor, tiung pas jatuh terus kayak no Scorch gitu.
No, gue actually audible kayak no.
Gue juga, oke, ya.
Man, kalau lu main gamenya Republic Commando tuh, he's so cool.
You know what? FYI aja, gue tadi pagi ini ngelihat ada kayak this Halo artist yang bener-bener fucking broke down on Twitter. Yeah, about Scorch.
Yeah,
nanti
you know
nanti gue link ke kalian kayak it's because it's like oh, both sad and amusing.
Consider yourselves privileged because I don't know what's going on with Cody. Seenggaknya kalian dapat konfirmasi ending clone favorit kalian gimana?
Yeah. Well, he finished the story at WrestleMania.
Man.
Oh, bukan Cody yang itu.
Gulat.
Oh, tadi Cody masuk gulat. Oke.
Oke. Tapi ya, kayak momen itu ya benar-benar membekas in a whole different way for me.
kalau gue favorite moment itu karena dari awal season sampai akhir tuh buat gue cukup strong ya. Cukup strong ya meskipun ada beberapa soft spot yang harusnya bisa di dikit. Tapi yang benar-benar ya itu ya kematian clone commando kesayangan saya ini.
Enggak, itu enggak mati kan, itu selamatin Plo Koon.
Iya.
Mau dibawa ke Pabu.
Gimana rasanya dan punya dua clone yang matinya kena jatuh.
Nanti jatuh ke Pabu maksud lo.
Oh iya, jatuh ke Pabu maksud gue.
The copy of Dan is now open.
Yang jatuh terus selamatin sama Plo Koon.
Iya, gimana tuh rasanya?
Rasanya gitulah. Gak, ini Copium Den buka lagi. Oke, okay, moving on. Lu gimana, Chris?
Oh my moment. God, one favorite moment dari satu season. I think overall I like the moment yang pas mereka ke that snow planet yang ada dune but in snow, yang ada cacing, ada Shai Hulu.
Oh my God. Okay. Itu keluarnya deket-deket.
Iya, kayaknya gue kayak lo.
Sinergi.
Gue suka pas
control the spice, control the universe, control the spice.
Control the spice, control the universe, control the spice, control the universe. Gue suka pas akhirnya si Crosshair sama Hunter baikan lagi. Soalnya I think that's a kind of a pivotal moment in the relationship. Kayak sejak itu Hunter lebih apa ya? Soft gitu kayak kalau ngobrol sama Crosshair which shows that's very itu older sibling coded banget anjir fuck but anyway ya gue suka pas mereka baikan berantem dulu sih which I also enjoyed because it's fucking funny soalnya kalau misalnya lo perhatiin banget si Crosshair tuh harus agak nunduk pas dia ngomong sama Hunter
ketinggian One lanky boy.
Lanky boy. Tapi yeah, I like when they made up kayak Wrecker is has a really big heart. Jadi kayak gue kepikir dia bakal langsung forgive Crosshair, but you know Hunter has so, kayak has to have time to process. And it was a nice moment. Kakak adik.
Gimana bang?
Momen favorit gue yang waktu itu sih, was it okay, yang waktu mereka mau ngasih intel pertama ke okay, that tower yang isinya clone semua, yang
Oh iya.
dikumpulin nama Rex and gang. Terus
Yeah.
kayak waktu Crosshair kayak bener-bener kayak who was that yang sus banget sama Crosshair?
Oh si Hauser.
Iya Hauser, kayak Hauser
no, no, no,
sus
no, no.
banget sama Crosshair. Sampai akhir sampai akhirnya Hauser tuh ngelihat kayak Crosshair interact sama Omega kayak gimana. Terus kayak Hauser nanya kayak what changed? And then Crosshair yang dia bilang kayak I was in it for the loyalty. But then I realized loyalty goes both ways, and that was like for me that was a perfect moment.
I love that.
Yeah. Oof.
Love some therapy talk from our boy.
Therapy talk. My God.
Lo dong?
Gue sih udah tadi yang the bracing ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mana yang gue suka buat di season tuh? It feels lebih tight nggak sih?
Yeah.
Kayak, bahkan kayak ketika lo hahi
Di
kayak side
Florida.
quest adventures tuh kayak masih kayak tying into the main plot tuh masih kuat gitu loh.
Iya, yeah, gue ngerasa sih.
Bahkan
Soalnya,
kayak jumlah episode-nya sama. Cuma pacing-nya tuh kayak berasa lebih enak aja.
I think they learn. Antara they learn atau emang karena season terakhir mereka langsung kayak kita
Yeah.
we can do bullshit no more,
You
nggak bisa
gotta lock
racing
in.
racing gitu.
You gotta lock in. Oke, gue bener. Special shout out to Nosher Dalal kayak for the fucking scream rampart scream kayak pas dia jatuh itu kayak man put his entire scene into that scream, love it.
Man, Rampart died for
He
the.
died like a bitch. I love
He
it.
died for the fucking new trilogy spoilers, man.
He died for somehow.
Wow.
He died,
He died for
somehow.
Somehow.
Special
he
sound
died for. Yeah, he died for a reveal that will happen in Fortnite, and I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Kayak gue udah ngedelete itu dari otak gue barusan. And now it came back.
Botak banget. Kasian
yeah.
Banget. Gak sih gak kasian.
No sure kayak another banger. Kayak another Star Wars banger. Karena kalau inget dia voice-nya Boot di Jedi Fallen Order.
Gue nonton dia di Candlelight Obscura.
Oh iya.
Throw.
Yeah. Oh iya. Itu sudah what I like. Tapi kayak what I dislike. Ini kayak kalian semua mungkin sudah melihat ini kayak From a Thousand Miles Away is the complete kayak sekarang gue udah punya satu a whole series of context like to put together the complete non character of Scorch.
Cameo banget, cameo doang.
Not even cameo gini loh, kayak lo bisa kayak tinggal ganti armornya kayak you know, forget warna kayak warna oranye gitu. And then I mean like blur.
Blur.
Change the thing.
Nggak,
yeah, gimana? Gue sih kayak merasa expect. Ya, yeah, obviously kayak, this is not his story. I know. Cuma kayak ketika lo naro karakter yang supposedly, I think, mungkin, oke. Okay. Gue kayak mencoba flashing-nya without being so entitled, tapi kayak ketika ini karakter yang I think kayak Star Wars kan punya I think they're pretty good at ngeluarin kayak fan favorite characters yang punya quote-unquote legacy di Legends and doing them justice gitu kan. Kayak Thrawn, like for example.
Yeah.
Okay, he was a big deal like in Legends. He's a big deal now.
You're
Tapi kayak siapa? Scorch was a non kayak non karakter aja kayak ini tuh kayak bahkan kalau lu ganti namanya kayak nothing would have changed. Jadi gue bakal expect kayak at least seenggaknya he does some shit kayak instead of being like cuma lo tau gak sih kalau di film film action lama tuh kayak that right hand man si main villainnya kayak sebenarnya kayak nggak banyak omong tuh kayak
Oh,
public
do you mean Boba Fett?
Wow.
I was gonna wait and say like they'll probably pull a Boba Fett on Scorch.
Ya, bisa sih, bisa. Tapi kayak kan kayak gitu, kayak gue cuma ngasih kayak apa yang kita dapatkan sekarang dulu ya. Gue belum mau
yeah.
Kopiumnya belum gue nyalain lagi nih. Nggak ngapa, basically nggak apa karakterisasinya kayak beda. Mungkin kayak okay, there's something happen that between okay, karena kita tidak kata menganggap Republic Command to Legends, kayak between ya what happened di dia muncul di Clone Wars bersama Deltas dan sekarang tiba-tiba kayak this whole time dia muncul sendiri. Terus kayak make some shit kayak dia Deltas entah hilang entah mati entah apa gitu kan. Ya kayak it was just, ya udah kayak nggak ada bukan gak ada relevansi sih emang lu bisa bikin like a whole new clone guy and it wouldn't change anything dan tuh kayak gue kemarin tuh baca this one tweet it is tragic that Seth's fate led Scorch to becoming bitter and cold hearted just like he was but kayak even a throwaway line to say that kayak oh yeah his whole squad died itu kayak that would explain so much. Soalnya kayak gue ada replay this guy situnya di replay. Congratulations, you have done more with Scorch's character in one tweet than the writers did in the entire 3 seasons of the show that he appeared in.
Man.
That's too much, man.
It would have been so funny if by some next kayak Star Wars project, tiba-tiba kayak they pull like a fucking Lobo from New 52 of DC. Okay, oh, that wasn't the real Scorch.
Wow. That's a clone of Scorch.
Gila. Wait.
Clone. Kayak lu foto, lu kayak fotokopi KTP, fotokopi KTP udah mungkin
itu kayak it will be revealed that oh yeah, that's just some dude who calls himself Scorch after the clone Scorch.
Iya. Yeah. Emang clone sih, maksudnya mukanya sama-sama tapi enggak gitu juga dong.
kemarin tuh kita sempat kayak times ingetin gue kayak kita ngitung ada berapa banyak clone waktu itu.
Jutaan.
Kita ngitung.
Ya, kita sempat ngitung kayak well over
berapa
the
billion,
well over the billions.
3 billion enggak sih? 3 billion enggak sih? Kayak setengahnya yeah, populasi bumi gitu or something.
I don't know. Billion apa million sih?
Million, okay, billion. Nyampe billion.
According to Wikipedia kurang lebih 1.7 billion.
Oh iya, yeah, oke, okay, yeah. 7 oh, okay. Is similar okay. To 3 in my brain, sorry. Yeah.
Oke. Okay. If there is like 1.6 billion, kayak lo nggak bisa nyalahin kalau ada yang ngambil nama Scorch. Ingat, kayak lo inget ada berapa banyak orang yang namanya Muhammad di satu sekolah Islam.
Gue baru mau ngomong. Terima kasih kalian. Yeah.
Thank you, Radit.
Kayak bener sih, kayak segitu banyak kayak gue lo nggak mungkin ada. Oke, okay, tapi kita narrow it down ya. Kan dia clone komando. Pulih lebih kecil.
Iya sih, tapi kan tetap aja kayak
non zero chance kayak. Iya mungkin kayak in the whole like Republic Commando Division tuh kayak itu ada 3 atau 4 gitu ya.
Di militer kan ada Spec Ops. Itu Spec Ops kayak berapa persen dari militer. Tapi tetap aja bakal ada orang yang namanya Muhammad juga gitu kan.
Oh, wow. Sama aja iya.
Wow. Logikanya masih sama.
Iya, oke. Ya walaupun pula begitu ya, I get you. Oke, okay.
Kopium.
Gila,
tapi untuk punya nama dan color code yang sama, wow.
Yeah.
Down to the last hatch, wow.
There's only so many colors.
This one must have really liked Scorch, huh?
Aduh, jadi creepy.
Kayak tiba-tiba kayak lu lihat kayak 3 seri Star Wars berikutnya ini diungkit lagi terus kayak oh then Scorch die terus kayak yeah that was a different Scorch ini kayak lu lihat nggak sih orange-nya tuh hue-nya beda dikit.
orang kreatifnya yang bikin kayak gitu gue pukul, orang yang buka topiknya itu gue pukul juga. Diam lo, udah diam lo, tonjok.
Jadi gue nggak sampai masuk rambut.
Aduh.
Wow. while I work on this, Chris, what are your likes and dislikes?
Oh, my likes. I like the growth in this season. Kayak gue ngerasa both Omega, actually the whole squad I think grew up a bit.
Yeah.
Kayak kerasa gitu. What? Oh yeah. Well,
grow up.
Enggak, dia lu enggak lihat aja growth-nya kan bareng Plo Koon. Oh, yeah. Of course he's growing.
Oh, ini dia sama Plo Koon.
Iya, enggak ditunjukin aja, Kal.
Iya. Yeah.
Adanya di otak gue.
The good Star Wars one in your head.
Iya, yeah. Terus yeah, I like the growth dari Omega, dari Crosshair. Hunter juga sama Wrecker walaupun enggak terlalu kentara karena because Omega and Crosshair are there. I feel like they've grown as well as characters. For example, the biggest thing itu Wrecker udah nggak takut sama ketinggian.
Okay, one thing that I've noticed about Wrecker is that he mellowed down.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Okay, he wasn't as explosive as he was back then.
Yeah. Terus menurut gue Hunter sekarang lebih nggak serigid season sebelumnya deh. I think he learned to chill out and trust like Omega and stuff.
Mau menjadi bapak.
Hunter really learned to like show his emotions.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Di season 1 Hunter ke Omega tuh kayak you know Hunter cares about Omega but he's like still trying to keep the cool guy facade.
The disunderification of Hunter.
Terus kalau bandingin season 1 Hunter sama kayak epilognya Bad Batch, where Hunter just says, "You're our kid."
Yeah, benar-benar. That's why, yeah. Yeah, everyone grew up for this season. My dislike is the fact that kita dikasih apa, the aging trooper yang itu, yang the Bucky Winter Soldier troopers.
But CX, you know,
yeah, the CXs kayak terus pas di endingnya mereka kayak. Muncul mereka keren tapi kayak gue pikir kayak mereka nggak bakal muncul lagi men gitu.
Gue baru, so cool. baru mikir kayak comparison apa, lo tau gak comparison apa?
Knights of Ren.
Yep, exactly. The clones of Ren.
Kayaknya ini itu permintaan eksekutif deh, permintaan execs biar kayak ayo banyakin toysnya.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I would buy.
You just yakin, yakin banget.
No, you just know. Kayak orang Hasbro tuh kayak. Ada mainan Bad Batch yang bisa kita keluarin lagi nggak? Soalnya kayak lo lihat aja season 2 tuh kayak armornya barely diganti, sebenarnya cuma ganti color scheme. Kayak I have the toys before me and like oh, kayak I literally bought the same toys over and over again. Kayak cuma beda color scheme doang.
Beda skin doang. Aduh. Yeah, I don't like that they're not. I don't like that they won't appear again. Kalau misalnya mereka kayak apa the Inquisitors yang kayak di pertama kali muncul di Rebels tapi dia lalala, I cannot talk today.
Kenapa lu jadi Raisa?
mereka bakal muncul lagi kan kayak in the next continuity tapi karena this specific fucking thing udah dihancurin semua karena dia connection-nya langsung kayak itu banget kayak connected banget sama Hemlock dan Hemlock udah mati mereka nggak bakal muncul lagi and that pisses me off because they're so cool. What the
never
hell?
Say never.
Never say never because then again kayak Boba Fett took like how many years? 20?
20.
Ya yeah, but like
ya 20 tahun lagi checks checks tiga lah.
Iya sih gua ya, tapi iya sih gua nangkep kayak connection mereka tuh ke Hemlock terus Hemlock udah kayak done. There,
yeah, dia udah benar-benar mati, datanya udah pada hilang, terus kayak si siapa fucking that general guy siapa sih namanya? Oh iya, Tarkin udah kayak shut, yeah. Gotta shut this down, you know, like
okay, literally project, Tarkin project in the end goes literally in the end Tarkin was just nuke the place, man.
Iya, dia kayak
udahlah, udah kebanyakan duit.
Ini udah bleeding money, terus udah mati juga yang ini udah lah.
Biasalah atau apa? No! Not all startups make it.
Yeah. I love the fact that Tarkin immediately pulled like a Warner Brothers on Santis.
Yeah, let's just fault this. We're bleeding money.
Yeah, bisa kill the project.
Ini. Lu tahu kan sebenarnya ini ditutup buat jadi tax refund. tax refund-nya dipakai buat Stardust.
Project Stardust. Nah, abis ini kita nonton Rogue One, terus kita nangis lagi.
Gitu, gue mau sidebaring dikit.
Vicious about,
gue mau sidebaring dikit about toys. Not even banget kayak, ingat sekarang sekarang Squadron baru kerel sama Mike doang yang nongol kan?
Semangat.
Kayak not the cool ones haven't made it out of the page yet.
Can we trust Hasbro even? I don't trust Hasbro no more.
Don't trust Hasbro.
Okay, moving on. Bang.
Okay, likes and dislikes ya.
Yep.
Yo.
Ya, yeah, kayak kalau likes kayaknya dari tadi kayak I've sung enough praises for like Bad Batch because kayak all my life kayak not all my life juga sih kayak a significant portion of my life being a Star Wars fan. Kayak I've never felt disconnected to kayak a Star Wars media before. Kayaknya yang pertama banget buat gue tuh Rogue One.
Kayak it's
been a thing among like the Star Wars fandom, kayak especially if you're like one of those people who buy like Star Wars figures, kayak people will say, oh well, kayak everyone in their collection must have at least like a Darth Vader figure. I'm like, no, kayak my shelf is just kayak Bad Batch and Rogue One, and that's it.
Kayak emang gitu kayak there's pieces of Star Wars media ya bener-bener kayak hinggap di kepala lo. Kayak the second like you kayak enter Star Wars fandom tuh bakal pasti ada piece of like a corner or a piece of movie atau piece of media Star Wars yang bakal nyangkut di kepala lo the entire time of your fandom. Those are your two.
Exactly. Like if you were to ask me like would I rather get like a Darth Vader figure or like a Shaggy figure, I'll take a Shaggy.
Shaggy, no doubt.
Understandable.
I've sung enough praises for like Bad Batch. What I dislike was yang nggak ditunjukin Tech sama Plo Koon lagi di pabu lagi masak bareng.
Itu sebenarnya yang lu inget kan pas di akhir tuh ada yang masak sushi.
Oh, itu mereka.
Lu di dapurnya siapa?
Di dapurnya Plo Koon.
Plo Koon Tech sama Scorch.
Yang masak kan Scorch. Ya kayak Plo Koon nama Tech tuh lagi pergi ke optik soalnya kan ganti kacamata.
Iya benar.
Enggak kayak I'm having a hard time to find like what I dislike about this season. Kayak kalau previous season gue selalu kayak oh ya yeah, the fillers are like a bit annoying. But now kayak there is no filler, it was just full on like pow, I'm giving you a reason to go to therapy. So like nah, I feel like I'm good. This season is just okay, perfect for me. Radit, gimana Radit?
Did what did you like and what did you not like about Bad Batch season 3?
Well, Bad Batch for me, what I like about it is it gives more it gave more kicks to the other season sih, karena kita jadi apa dari awal tuh udah dikasih tahu oh ini bakal jadi season terakhir, terus kita di edging betapa kalau ini series tuh bakal selesai, terus kayak aduh gimana nih ya ini ceritanya ntar bakal kayak gimana. Ternyata solid banget dari flow ceritanya dari awal sampai habis tuh bener-bener kayak oh shit okay, everything is nggak ada yang kayak ngebosenin atau gimana gitu. Jadi gue bener-bener kayak enjoying banget di sana. Well, kalau untuk yang buat yang gue nggak suka sih, what I dislike sebenarnya mungkin bukan dislike kali ya, acquired taste aja kali.
Nice, okay.
Acquired taste aja. Gue lebih seneng kalau ada scene-nya Ventress itu lebih banyak aksi bareng sama Bad Batch. Ketimbang cuman ketemu doang satu sequence habis itu udah cabut lagi.
Yeah, true. I feel okay. You.
Bro, itu orang keren banget. Terakhir ketemu botak
That fucking hairstyle, bro.
Datang ada rambut, pas nyalain lightsaber kuning. Kan gue jadi pengen tahu ceritanya gimana ya.
Nah, itu backdoor buat ntar dia nongol lagi.
Oh iya, bener. At least dia bakal nongol lagi.
Pantress having a fuck ass bob is like something. Oh my god,
that's so funny.
It's not even a bob. Itu kayak undercut. That's like a 2010s age, stronger, strong female character undercut gitu loh.
Iya. Oliver Tree looking ass.
Man. It was fun. Tapi ya itu sih. Kalau gue bisa dapat si Ventress bisa bertemu apa beraksi nak sedikit aksi sama True Bad Batch lawan Tantis atau kayak gimana gitu, wah itu kayaknya seru banget. Cuman di sisi lain my other ass bilang kalau gue terlalu bosan sama skenario yang ada Jedi atau Force user atau lightsaber wielder gitu loh. Mm-hmm. Jadi ya udahlah gitu.
Kalian mau tahu nggak nama?
Get my point gak sih kayak?
Ya, yeah, I understand. Kalian
udah sering dapat orang-orang megang lightsaber. Yeah. Jadi ini dimunculin sedikit ya nggak apa-apa lah. Tapi ya kayak.
Okay, dah dulu, ntar dulu gitu. Kalian mau tahu nggak nama ship-nya Ventress sama Crosshair?
I know.
Kalian mau tahu nggak?
Gue tahu, tapi let's please say it for the sake of the
fucking
audience.
Okay. Asajj Ventress and Crosshair. Their ship name is Asshair.
Jagoan, anjir.
Kalau nggak, itu kan alternatif apa? Crossdress.
No. Mereka gak boleh di ship. Gak bisa.
Karena namanya gak bagus. Karena namanya gak masuk gitu loh.
Gak bisa di ship.
Asher.
Asher.
Kayak Asher.
Cuma cross stress. Yeah. Tapi valid. Etradit.
Valid banget. Oke. Actually, gue tadi ada satu yang pengen gue mention dulu. So, fun fact. Yang ngisi suara klon-klon The Teen Clones. The Teen Clones itu kayak nama... Itu tau gak sih kayak nama... animated series Prancis kayak tahun 2000-an awal itu.
Iya.
Kayak Mox, Mondo Media. One of them is Danny Logan, who played Young Boba Fett.
Oh.
Si Mox. Deacon Stacker-nya Julian Dennison... ya Russell from Deadpool 2. Oke, okay, jadi benar-benar masih pakai orang New Zealand.
Bagus lah.
Yeah.
Authentic.
Authentic, sangat authentic. Love it. Okay, moving on. Series ini tapi kita lihat ngomongin backdoor tadi kita udah ngomong barusan si Assassin mungkin bakal di backdoor ke somewhere else.
Yes.
Tapi kayak backdoor yang lebih jelas adalah Emery.
Emery! I forgot about her.
Dia kayak redemption arc-nya bagus juga.
Yeah, bener. I like that Echo now has someone to watch RuPaul's drag race with. Mereka sisters banget. Okay. To explain the context, I have a headcanon that Echo is a fucking... He does not like women. Man is gay as hell, okay? And dia kalau misalnya diajak apa, dia mau nonton drag race segala macam, saudara-saudaranya kagak mau. Emery bakal mau. They're sisters, you know, sisters.
Wait, Emery sama siapa? Was it total kayak gue kayak otak gue udah mulai fried.
Siapa? You can do it, Dano. I believe in you.
Rex. Fucking yeah, Rex.
Rex.
Yeah, Echo sama mereka. Itu kayak ready made for a spin-off gak sih? Kayak mereka berdua kayak...
I want that so bad. I really want that.
Nanti kayak lu bisa ngambil-ngambil yang... I mean kayak Echo itu kan kadang kayak bad batch. Kayak tier... Kayak I'm sorry to say kayak bad batch tier 2. Dia tuh kayak agak-agak di luar gitu gak sih?
Mm-mm.
Bukan masukin the circle. Dia kayak... Kalau bisa kayak Rex, Emery sama, still a valid member of family. Cuman dia kayak kalau yang terakhir tuh kayak saudara kayak sepupu gitu loh.
Iya, yang kayak gue bilang tadi, dia dia suka Drag Race. Yang lain gak suka.
Yo, iya. He's a bit fruity. Oke. Okay. Nah, tapi kayak Rex, Emery, sama Echo kayak doing like some rebel shit together. Dan kayak there's a non-zero chance mereka bakal cross paths dengan Omega.
Oh, I love that.
Ini kayak just feels ready made for a spin-off.
I hope that happens. I hope it's a mini series yang gak terlalu banyak
yeah.
episode.
Mini oke okay lah. Terus kayak kalau ngelihat timeline-nya nih, ini kan udah built-in. I mean, kalau misalnya kita udah ngelihat Omega dewasa nih, kayak there's a non-zero chance dia bakal muncul di kayak in live action sort of in any capacity gitu gak sih?
That's fun.
Oke, okay, tunggu. Iya,
Casting
kalau asumsikan
itu
dia kurang lebih seumuran Boba. She would be like 40-ish at the time of kayak The Mando dan Mando terus ya.
Ya bisa lah, temporary voice ini pakai wig.
I hope. Kalau Omega keluar di Mando, yang main tetap Temuera Morrison pakai
okay,
wig.
Yeah.
It's Temuera Morrison in drag.
I love that. Yes.
Tapi kayak, obviously kayak gue berdengar-dengar kayak, there's kayak non-zero possibility kayak aktornya Emery itu kayak bisa jadi live action Omega. Kayak speculation obviously. Karena kan, gue liat, ya, yeah, oke, okay, rekan nomor satu masuk. Dia orang New Zealand.
Good.
Ini, iya masuk sih. There's a non-zero chance. Dan kayak considering ya, for like 40, Boba looks old karena dia udah masuk spa. Masuk spa,
Yeah.
spa Sarlacc ya bertahun-tahun. So ya, yeah, we can excuse the age difference.
The, apa namanya, reverse skincare.
Yeah.
Skin uncare.
Skin. Skin ignore.
Skin ignore.
Tapi ya, kayak gue sih pengen melihat ya, kayak Emery, Omega, Echo, Rex, kayak jalan terus kayak, I think Wrecker Hunter and Crosshair kayak, they've had their break, their time in the
Yeah.
limelight. Kayak, mungkin kalau
We
nongol
can
ya udah get
rest.
start aja gitu loh. Ya, kayak si Omega itu kan, kayak Omega itu kayak, tinggal telepon Hunter kan.
Yeah.
Big damn heroes and like the fucking Leonardo DiCaprio moment.
Kita pernah lihat Rex live action gak sih? Baru
Apa pak?
kepikir.
Well, I mean
Oh, oh,
if you've
Rex.
seen one.
I mean, lu. Cody kan ada. I don't think Rex ada gak sih?
Rex cuma muncul di Ahsoka doang.
Oh,
Bukannya
itu
udah di
pakai
Ahsoka ya? Di flashback itu kan?
Iya, pas di flashback. Lah, bukannya gak kelihatan aja gue nangis, coy. Man, the helmet is the fucking icon.
Ya, yang penting lo udah bentuk kayak badannya kan.
Campuran yang face 1 sama face 2 kan. Dilas sendiri sama dia.
Iya.
Dilas. DIY.
DIY. How can you not love that character? Sorry. And anyway, lagi.
Yeah. Oke. Okay, also, no, I think feature-nya ada Bad Batch ya. Hopefully, ini kan masih anaknya Dave Filoni. Semoga dia bakal muncul di film Mando atau whatever. Whatever else he has cooking. In Filoni we trust.
In Filoni we trust.
Dan Star Wars Day,
Happy Star Wars Day.
Depending on kapan gue decide untuk rilis episode ini, either setelah atau sebelum, akan ada keluar series Tales of the Empire. Ini tuh modelnya mini series kayak dulu Tales of the Jedi, following Elsbeth, Morgan Elsbeth, and Bare Sophie. Bare
Where
Sophie
is
masuk
that
pesantren
bitch?
Inquisitor.
Eh, dia copot. Dia copot
Dicopot
kerudungnya, anjir.
hijab. Oh iya. Jadi itu kayak di anti pesantren gitu loh.
Anti pesantren.
Aduh, copot hijab, anjir.
Kayak,
Iya kan?
Starring some of your favorite group shitos like General Grievous. Ya,
Oh, damn.
Oh iya, ada Thrawn.
Tron.
Ada Tron. Buset, ada klakson. Maaf. Gue lagi di Ava, tiba-tiba ada klakson bus.
Wait. Lagi di dalam Ava atau di luar?
Gue lagi di luar ya, soalnya
okay.
Tadi di dalam berisik banget.
Oke.
Okay. Gue keluar di klakson sama
kalau
bus.
Ada klakson bus di dalam Ava, gue takut sih. Anyway.
Tron. My blue, my blue om-om.
Biar gloob situ.
My gloob situ. Dia belum tua
Enggak
di
sih,
sini.
enggak gloob situ juga sih. Tapi ya,
Yeah, he's
gloob
getting
dong.
famous.
He is famous already.
My actual gloob situ is Eli Vanto yang muncul di
Oh,
novelnya
pacar
Tron.
pacar restoran.
Iya, yeah, pacarnya Tron. Fuck, they're so gay, man.
They were roommates.
Like literally, oh my god, bro. Gila banget si Tron tuh awal-awal autis banget, terus si Eli yang bantuin stres banget, gue kenapa? Ah, anyway,
masih
sorry.
autis.
Anyway, hilang
yeah,
gue.
Tales of the Empire. And then oh. It's very Star Wars-ic, dan kita udah sempat ngomongin di awal episode. We did something this morning. Something yang sangat menarik. Yang sampai kita harus bangun kayak 5:30. Well, kita sih beberapa dari kita aja. Some of y'all were sleeping.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We did
I
it.
Was okay, too.
It happened. We are going to Star Wars Celebration 2025.
Oh, yeah. Finally. We've been manifesting.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Japan.
Breathing the same air as Pedro Pascal and
Hopefully
Jude Law.
18 sampai 20 April 2025. We have secure tickets.
Yes.
Satu hari
Eh,
doang
enggak
karena
tahu. Ya, satu hari doang. Enggak
karena
apa-apa.
kita
Lumayan.
karena yang 3 hari udah sold out. Gila.
Worth it,
tahu
anjir.
Panggil gue buat mijet nanti kalau dia capek habis event, gue udah siapin.
Iya. Ntar gue terbangnya lanjut lo tau nggak?
Ya, we wish kayak bakal ada, nggak tahu kayak kita masih planning apa yang bakal kita kayak entah mau live atau vlog atau whatever, kayak we still have 1 year to decide this time.
Yes.
Nah, yeah, on that bombshell, I think we'll have to end this. So hopefully ya, next, see you next Star War.
See you next Star War.
The war never ends.
Star War.
Yeah. Kayak Fallout ya. The war never changes.
War never changes.
Wow. Anyway, there has been us. Kayak kita banyak. Hari ini kita rame. We are legion for we are many. yeah, thanks again for coming, y'all. Thanks again
Yay.
For reopening the Copium Den.
Yeah.
This is signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye.
May the force be with you.
Yay.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Yay. Yeah. Dua
Thank
tempat,
you.
Sejam lebih.
Bagus. Okay. I mean.
Yeah. Hilang dia lagi
si
something. Ya udah, thanks guys.
Thanks guys. Dadah.
Dadah.
Dadah.